every Wednesday. We get a look at your money with Day Trade Fund's Jay Ratliff. Jay, welcome to the show.
John, pleasant. Good morning to you, my friend.
And to you as well. So the November jobs numbers, what are they looking like?
They look good. In fact, we were hoping to see about 180,000 to 280,000 jobs created during the month of November. And we were very pleased to see when the report came out on Friday that we, in fact, hit that and then some. And, of course, it was last month that we had that jobs report that we were looking for at the beginning of November, reflecting October. And we were hoping to see, you know, a couple hundred thousand jobs created. And it came out like, I don't know, 12,000 or some crazy number like that. So we were thinking, oh my gosh, this one hopefully won't be that bad. And fortunately, it was not. And it kind of set the stage for the upcoming Fed meetings that are taking place with regards to, okay, when's going to be the next interest rate cut that might be coming? So since the Fed's been able to see 277,000 jobs added in the month of November, exceeding expectations, we have some consumer price index inflationary numbers that are coming out later this morning. And once we've got that, if everything seems to be in line, we could see the Fed go ahead and step forward and give us another quarter point to interest rate cut to end the year. Now, at the beginning of the year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, look, if we can get three quarter point interest rate cuts collectively this year, it's going to be a good year. Last year at this time, we were talking about how a lot of the experts were saying we were going to have seven or eight massive rate cuts this year, which was a joke. It was never going to happen. So the Fed's pretty much doing what they had hoped to do. And if we get another one, it'll kind of be a little, you know, cherry on top, because that will actually exceed the amount of interest rate cuts they were hoping for during 2024.
And these changes, of course, a lot of them are based on, because you always said the market is very emotional, right? They're reacting to kind of, they're exuberant because we're going into the holidays. We've got a new president coming in who's going to be very pro-business. But at the same time, there's always world events that can cause problems. I understand that with what's going on in Syria, that could cause issues. Are we concerned at all how that might affect particularly energy markets?
Well, it is. And when I was looking at the stock market, starting to study it in the late 90s, one of the things that really started to dawn on me was that you could look at any worldwide event and then look at the stock market here in the United States to measure just how serious of an issue it was. In other words, was it going to be something that was going to impact U.S. interest to a large enough degree that we start to see a reaction on Wall Street? So when we had the Syrian upheaval with everything that was going on there, Monday morning, Tuesday, I'm looking at the markets the last couple of days to see what it's doing. Really, the market barely blinked. So when you look at the fact that, you know, it's been a while since I've looked up the number, but, you know, Syria is way down the list as far as oil producers. I think that the most that we get from them is olive oil and other things like that. So nothing that would really be, from an economic standpoint, anything that if it was disrupted that would cause serious issues here. But one of the things that we are always aware of is the fact, yeah, we're like 2% from the all-time high of 45,000 whatever on the Dow. But you are so right, because any sort of world event can trigger the beginning of a sell-off. And a lot of times when you see a sell-off starting, people panic because, as you indicated so well, it's a matter of fear and greed that drives the market, either one way or the other. And right now, there's a lot of greed going on because the market continues to go up. People are scared of fear of missing out. So they're rushing into the market, sometimes buying these stocks at all-time highs. But when it starts to turn and we see a bit of a market drop, which happens all the time, that's when the fear kicks in and people start selling, and then they start selling too much. And that's what causes some of these mild corrections that we see that we normally come right through and bounce right back from afterwards.
And a correction isn't like it's not a the end of the world. Yes, it goes down, but it's just correcting. And then it continues to go back up again. It's not like this is 1929 all over again.
Exactly. And one of the problems that people have is they'll say, Jay, you day trade, you teach people how to day trade, you try to time the market. No, we do not. I try to time individual stocks, totally different from trying to time the market. So if you're one of these individuals that sees the market going down and you stop your monthly contributions to whatever it is that you buy, you're really missing out. Because if the market drops, and let's say you're 15 years from retirement, and every month you're buying the same number, you know, of shares from a dollar standpoint, and the stocks go on sale, all you're doing is buying your preferred stocks – at cheaper prices. Now, I'm not saying you should sit around and hope for a correction every so often, but it really adds to the portfolio down the road, because during times when the markets have seen severe, you know, 20-25% drops and people panic and freak out, that's when the Warren Buffetts and other people are stepping in and buying some additional shares, because it's the panic that people have that really cause them to make the wrong kinds of decisions. And when you allow emotion to dictate your trading trajectory, you're always going to lose. And that's one of the reasons that you have that predetermined plan. And look, if you've got money on the sidelines and you're waiting on a correction, all you've got to do is pick the stocks you like and say, I like this stock at 15, 18, 22% down, and I'm going to wait till it gets there, and then I'm going to buy my shares. And when it starts to drop, don't freak out that it's going to go lower. Follow your predetermined plan and, you know, add some nice looking stocks to your portfolio at a discounted price.
Jay Ratliff from DayTradeFund.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.